left of me. Her southern drawl, the way she called me baby, is branded on my dreams. San Antonio, watch your river roll lately, you're flooding my memory. If my truck at the edge of the 95 barely made it out down the wreck alive, if my mom's guitar at a club in Tennessee, if my hometown I was trying to find something I now know I thought left behind, ain't a mistake left to make and I'd come out clean. Dad, I left my heart in Texas. Texas.
Jesus just might live down in Fisher Bay, blending in amongst the boats and line. When it comes the winter, nobody seeks the Savior anyhow. He could just hide out past the broken hoops in that old Bible camp. A winding road will lead you to the mount. There's beer cans on the pulpit, clanking like a choir, diamond-covered baggies on the ground. Up there on Gospel First Nation, the highway feels like salvation. In days of childhood, wondered how I would wind up where I am today. Just need to see it for yourself. Does something for your health. If we left right now, I could show you. I swear Jesus just might live alone with all our sins in Fisher Bay, Manitoba. Sure sign of some sinner slapping things in park, leaving their communion scattered in the dark. You could sit for hours and only hear the sound of the trees keeping the lake and sky apart. Me and my old man would drive up to this place, talk about our lives and talk about the mistakes. Often he would bring about the time his younger brother drowned, and he was thankful that he only lost his legs. Up there on Gospel First Nation, the highway feels like salvation. In days of childhood, wondered how I would wind up where I am today. Just need to see it for yourself. Does something for your health. If you left right now, I could show you. Oh, Jesus just might live alone with all our sins in Fisher Bay, Manitoba. First Nation, the highway feels like salvation. In days of childhood, wondered how I would wind up where I am today. Just need to see it for yourself. Does something for your health. If you left right now, I can show you. Jesus just might live along with all our sins in Fisher Bay, Manitoba. I know my Savior lives peaceful in a house without any kids. Somewhere like Fisher Bay, Manitoba.
The mighty baritone voice of William Prince, Juno Award winner and two-time longlister for the Polaris Prize. That was Gospel First Nation from the record of the same name, which came out on Six Shooter Records, October 23rd, 2020. And he's from the Pegasus Nation in Manitoba, and he has just announced a Canadian tour from coast to coast. You can see William Prince coming up this winter. Before that, Kyle McKerney from Alberta with a song called Left, and he's a Métis Canadian singer-songwriter based out of Calgary, and just won, hey, the Country Alternative Album of the Year at the Canadian Country Music Awards. So congratulations to Kyle. He also went number one on the Indigenous Music Countdown. Up next on the Jukebox, Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter and guitar player Brittany Howard from her solo record, Jamie. Here is Stay High.
Locked away and ready again.
Taylor's Jukebox is broadcast weekly across more than 80 of the finest community, indigenous, and campus radio stations from coast to coast in Canada, the United States, and internationally.
This is music for the human race. Julian Taylor's Jukebox rolls on.
Say that you're leaving, well, that comes as no surprise. Still, I kinda like this feeling of being left behind. Just like going home. It's kind of like those sunsets that
I was just talking to a buddy of mine about Blue Rodeo, and they are on tour this fall doing the entirety of their album, 5 Days in July. Pretty cool, eh? That came out in 1993. I remember when it came out, and that was the song that really hit me, no pun intended. That's called Hasn't Hit Me Yet by Blue Rodeo. They had several hits on that record. I loved Cynthia, 5 Days in May, Burnt Out Car, all sorts of great songs. And they are on tour. My buddy says he's going to go down to see them in Niagara Falls. And hey, I might just join him. We've got music on the show coming up from Corner Shop. I don't know if you remember them, but in 1997, they released a hit that went worldwide called Brim Full of Asha. Love the tune, love the group. And if you didn't get into them further than that, I think that you should. I encourage you to. We also have some classic hip-hop for you from EPMD, Eric and Parrish Making Dollars. So What You Saying, some classic stuff from back in New York, where I believe hip-hop really was originated. Before we get to those funky beats, let's hear something from Alessipe and Joe Grass. The song was written by Joe. This is called Wolves Don't Live by the Rules on the Jukebox.
Is music for the human race. Julian Taylor's Jukebox rolls on.
The importance of a yeah, we're back to work. I took time off. All the rappers got jerked. Due to the fact they whacking their track, have to go back and stack cause they lack the ingredients, EPMD and scratch for that. Yo, I'm the hip hopper, plus the show shopper. Down with MD, yes, the microphone doctor. One Rex, the other the swords. And if you think you're ready to mess, kill the noise. We don't play when it's time to slay. I get a cut from my homie, yo. Then I lay back and mack and all the rhymes I pack. And wait for a sucker to jump and then attack.
Well, I'm known to be the master in the MC field. No respect in 87, 88, Chenille. Cause I produce and get loose when it's time to perform. Whack a sucker like Mop and Glow.
That's what it was.
Back the second time, but on a different assignment to do a sucker new jack who needs a rap in alignment. Cause I'm the cream in the crop when it's time to do a show. Girlies on my job for my dope intro. As I glance at the double K microphone wrecker, turn on my callers, say your mic check until the ladies and all party goers. Some call me Pete, then other slow flower. Brothers on my jock for the way I hold a piece of steel. So what you saying? So what you saying? Putting heads to bed. Straight out the box, MCs are jumping out shoes and socks. I'm not playing. Understand what I'm saying? Cut the sucker in my way, and I'm slaying. Taking no shorts, showing vital signs. You can tell by my lines that I'm getting mines in 89. Because I'm fine as wine, sit back and recline. Watch the sunshine, take a stroll. Listen to rock and roll. Cut the flick at the movies, dance a bowl. What I choose, I refuse to slack. While I'm back, I take a chance, Jack. So I must attack with knick-knack, paddywhack, so I won't lack. All my style is death and it's deadly as crap.
While I'm slaying, music's playing, a sucker is the lane. Battle in the trenches, where the funky be playing. Cause with a partner like a double, don't come a dime a dozen. A kin of blood related, but you could call us cousins. Cause as we climb the chart, better known as statistics. Brothers on my jock while I'm kicking ballistics. Dropping hits like I'm house and you got the chillin' more. The proof is in the pudding.
Yo, check the billboard.
Deep around town talking this and that. How we sound like the R and our music was whack. Drop the album Strictly Business and you thought we would fold. 30 days later, the LP went gold. So what you saying? So what you saying?
Now, party people, it's time for the exquisite. No knock knock, who's that? Who's there? Oh, is it? It's the E-R-I-C-K. Yes, the boy wonder. No foul, no bleeps, no bloops, and no blunders. So hot, so you can say I'm blazing. And Luther Vandross says, yo, I am so amazing. And I've been waiting for a sucker to attack. Yo, me, the E-double. Cause me and P&B like the funky first couple.
I fight fire with fire, that's why most retired. And when we needed a piss boy, you was high cause you was memorized. But the style that we was bringing in the all-out battle, he comes out swinging. Cause I'm just the type of brother that's out to get mines. And if the odds against me, I still drop lines to get mines on time. That's why I most resign. Sit in my lazy boy chair, relax my head and recline. Tip a Pepsi or Coke with a twist of lime, or crack a 40-0 and then I go for mine. So what you saying?
The Jukebox is proudly supported by Long McQuaid Musical Instruments. Head over there for their expert staff and their best selections anywhere.
Something curious, something cultural, something unserious, sometimes serious, something mundane, something everyday, though not even really that. Tune into Typically Tuesdays, airing every Monday. You heard that right, Monday. From 3 to 4 p.m. Your hour of quasi-cerebral talk and tunes.
This is Bird Note. To find out if a crow can recognize an individual human face, Professor John Marsluff of the University of Washington bought a caveman mask. He wore the mask while trapping, banding, and then releasing 7 crows on campus. He describes what happened later when he walked through the campus wearing the mask.
And man, it was automatic. I had a big group of birds on me scolding and coming at me when I wore that caveman mask. You know, they scolded mostly close to where we had caught the birds initially, but over time that spread and we had more and more birds involved scolding us, and typically after a couple years of doing the walking, no more trapping, we would have about 50% of the birds we encounter scold us.
Talk about never forgetting a face.
So the knowledge that this is a strange-looking and dangerous face seemed to be spreading through time and space, and that suggested that they indeed were keyed in on this face, because when we wore the other mask or no mask at all, we did not get this sort of response.
Marsluff and his team conducted more detailed experiments using realistic faces.